Tezlovim Beis. Yontif Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos, Lo Yivashol Betchila Miyontif L'Shabbos, V'Mavashol L'Yontif Im Hoser Hoser L'Shabbos. If Yontif falls on Erev Shabbos, so you're not allowed to cook directly from Yontif to Shabbos. That is only in Issud Rabbanan. Either because we hold that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, only not from Yontif to Chol, or because of Hoel. That since a guest could come, whatever you cook on Yontif could conceivably be used that day. And therefore, it's only Issud Rabbanan to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. The difference between these two reasons is, if you cook something on the last few minutes of Yontif, where it's impossible the guest should come. So as Hoel, it should be an Issud Doraisa. If you hold that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, then it's still only an Issud Rabbanan. So what can you do? You can cook a lot for Yontif, and if something's left over for Shabbos, something's left over for Shabbos. That's for sure okay. But you know, there's another way. Va'osa tavshul me'erev yontif is somich olav l'shabbos. Another thing is erev tavshil, that you can start preparing for Shabbos erev yontif, and then continue preparing on the yontif for Shabbos. Like we said, it's only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said that if you make an erev tavshilin, that you prepare the start preparing for Shabbos from before yontif. It's what's it called, it's okay. B'shamay Omrim, and why it's called an Eruv, the Rambam says it really has no shaychus to Eruv. Eruv is where you mix food together from all different kinds of people. That's Eruv Echatzeros. But it's called an Eruv only because it has the same kind of purpose, to be matter something on Shabbos or Yontif that normally would be Aser. So it's called an Eruv. The Ravid says it's because you're Ma'ariv Tzorche Yontif and Tzorche Shabbos together. And others say that you're ma'ariv, the preparations for Shabbos that you do on Yontif and the ones that you do Erev Yontif together. So it does have an idea of an Eruv itself. The Rambam says it's only a Lent term that really doesn't apply over here, the concept of Eruv, but it's called an Eruv because there's other Eruvin that have a similar purpose. Okay. B'shame Omrim, Shnei Tavshilim. Beshame says that the Eruv has to consist of two different cooked items. Ubeisil omrim tavshel echad. And Beisil says one cooked item is enough. Beshavim bedag ubeitza sha'olav shem shnei tavshilim. They both agree that if you have a fish that you smear egg on, like schnitzel kind of thing with a coating. So they used to make fish with eggs on top. That's considered two tavshilim. Ochlo o sha'ovad. Lo yivashul abitchila. If you ate it or it got lost, then and it's not around when you're either, we'll see. There's two different reasons for this Eruv. But according to one reason, if it's not around before you started cooking for Shabbos, on Yontif, there's no more Eruv left, so then you can't cook. And some say, according to one of the reasons, what the Gemara is going to say, that if it's around after the meal, even before you start cooking, but you already finished the Yontif meal and the Eruv was still around, that's also good enough. The nice of halacha is that it has to be around until you start cooking. If it's you started cooking for Shabbos on Yontif, and then it got lost or eaten or whatever, that's okay, you can finish.
What's the tchila
mean? What? Yivashlo b'tchila l'chatchila. Means in the beginning. You can't, what's it called, you can't start cooking if there's no more Eruv.
So if you started right, then you can.
Right. The Imshir Mimenu Kolshu Somechul V'Shabbos. Anything is left, the Gemara explains the Kazayas, then you can continue, what's it called, you can even start to cook if there's a Kazayas left of the Eruv, and it's there before you started cooking. Okay, Rashi. Yontif shlo yivashol v'tchila lios tchilas bishulo v'ikro l'shem Shabbos. You can't cook l'chatchila, that your cooking should be on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos. El l'shem Yontif, you have tchilas bishulo. You should cook for Yontif. U'mishuyer yei l'shabbos. And if anything's left over, that's okay. Kidiktani v'ozil avu mavashol hu l'yontif. You're allowed to cook for Yontif and cook extra, they'll be left over for Shabbos. Below how wrong the kiddushin come on. The Gemara is going to explain, the Mishnah will explain later, that it can't be where you're fooling. You're doing it on purpose. It has to be you made a lot and you had left over. Osa tavshul l'shem eruv, or there's another eitzah. You can make an eruv erev yanta. Ubeitza sha'olav, shayu tochin beitza al hadag kishetzolon osa. They would smear egg on top of the fish when they roasted it. Achlo osha avad, kodem shabisho kol tzorche Shabbos. Right, before you cooked everything, the eruv got lost. So mecholav levashol bishvilov. There's a kazayis left, then you can start cooking even if there's only a kazayis left. Minani mile, omer shmuel de omer kra. Where is this idea of an eruv? Right, that it helps to cook, or you have to have an eruv to be able to cook from yontif to Shabbos. Minani mile, omer shmuel de omer kra. Again, it's only to rabban, and all this is only nasmacht. Domar Kroz, Zochoris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Zochrehu Me'achar Shebo L'Hashkicho. Right, so what's it called? Shmuel said that we learn from this pasuk that remembering something means that you could forget it. So before you forget it, remember it. Right? My time, Omar Rava, what does he mean? K'dei sheyivr mona yofa l'Shabbos and mona yofa l'Yontif. We're afraid that if you don't start cooking on Erev Yontif, for Shabbos, you'll get so involved in Yontif, you'll forget to leave anything good for Shabbos. So by starting to cook Erev Yontif for Shabbos, you'll remember to leave something good to cook for Shabbos on Yontif. So the whole purpose of Erev Tavshil is not for the sake of Yontif. It's for the sake of Shabbos. That you should remember to leave something good for Shabbos by starting to, you shouldn't forget the Shabbos. And by starting to cook for Shabbos before Yontif, you'll remember already that you have to cook for Shabbos too. Rav Ashi Yomar, k'dei sheyomru ein ofen miyontif v'Shabbos, kal v'chomru miyontif v'chol. The reason was that we're afraid if you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, people will think that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Chol. But if they see you have to make an Erev, and you can't just cook from Yontif to Shabbos, then they'll realize that surely you can't cook from Yontif to Chol. And there was no takon of an Erev, so it won't help. So those are the two reasons for Eruvei Tavshilin. The first reason is for the sake of Shabbos, that you should you should remember to cook something good for Shabbos. By starting Erev Yontif, you'll remember that. And the second reason is, Ravashi's reason is for the sake of Yontif, that otherwise people will think you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Chol. So this way, they made an Eruv, so you know that even though Ikar Adin, you can cook from Yontif to Shabbos, but since you have to have an Eruv, they'll realize if you can't cook Stam from Yontif to Shabbos, surely you can't cook from Yontif to Chol. The nafkamina between the reasons are, do you have to dafka make the Eruv Tavshil and Erev Yontif? If the reason is you should remember to do something for Shabbos and it has to be right away before Yontif, otherwise you'll forget. But if the reason is that since you have to do something, people realize that you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, even if you did it on to 3 days earlier, you made the Erev, it should be okay. Difference would be, can you do it on Yontif? Or can you make the Erev on Yontif? Right? The Eved will see that according to the first reason, you can make it on Yontif too. Because the whole idea is that you want to make sure that you start preparing something for Shabbos before you eat your Yontif meal and end up eating everything for the sake of Yontif. So if you do it on Yontif, it's also okay. The Gemara just says, according to that reason, that we're afraid that you'll forget to do it Erev Yontif, and you won't do it on Yontif. So we want you to do it before Yontif comes. But b'dieved, if you didn't, you could do it on Yontif too. And another reason is, another thing we said already, if the Erev is around before you start cooking, but after you finish your Yontif meal. So if the Erev is around before you started cooking, and the reason is because we're afraid that people will say you can cook for what's it called, from Yontif to Shabbos, you didn't do anything yet of with the Erev's not around anymore. You have to start cooking when there's an Erev. But if there's no more Erev, you can't cook anymore. But if the idea is because you should save something nice for Shabbos, if you finished your Yontif meal already, right, and the Erev was still around, that's good enough. You know that you had something saved for Shabbos, and now you can cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Also, the reason is you have not something nice for Shabbos, so we're saying that if you didn't make an Erev, you can't have anything for Shabbos. You can't cook at all. So it defeats the whole purpose. It doesn't. So one time you won't have for Shabbos, you remember from then on all the times to make something nice for Shabbos. But if we let you do it, we're afraid that you'll forget Shabbos completely every yontif. So one time we're going to be machmer on you, and you won't be able to cook for Shabbos. And you'll remember the rest of the times of yontif that you'll prepare for Shabbos. Okay. So those are the two reasons for Erev Tavshilin. Again, one for the sake of Shabbos, one for the sake of yontif. So Mar says, Bishlam of the Ravashi, the Omer Kadeshi Yomruin, Ofim Yontif Lashabbos, Hainu de Ma'ariv Yontif, the Me'erev Yontif, In Be Yontif Lo. According to Ravashi, that the reason is that you can't cook directly from Yontif to Shabbos. So you have to start cooking for Shabbos before Yontif, that's why you have to do it before Yontif. Ela Larava, Ma'iri Me'erev Yontif, Afil Be Yontif Nomi. The whole reason is that you should have something good for Shabbos. You could make the Erev on Yontif, as long as you do it before your Yontif meal. Why do you have to do it Erev Yontif? You could do it on Yontif too. Elegzeir Hashem Yifsha. They were afraid that if we left it to Yontif, you'll forget about it. So we made sure that you'll do it before Yontif comes in. The Tana Maishalami Horesi Rashi. Minoni Mile Lav Dafka Mikroi Yolif De Ruve Tafshilin De Rabbanan. We're not learning it from these psukim because the whole din of the Eruv Tafshilin is on the Rabbanan. Right? V'hachi Komi Boyalei Ahecha Asmachu Rabbanan. Where the Rabbanan? What Asmachta did they use to make this halacha? Or Asmachta can also be where they learned the concept that then they made the halacha the Rabbanan. Zohar ein zechira lebedover mishtakeach. Zohar means to remember something that could be forgotten. So zohreo meachre shabol ashkicho, kishabol yantip erev Shabbos, when yantip falls on erev Shabbos, karov Shabbos ishtakeach. It's possible that you're going to forget about Shabbos. Machmas yantip. Get so involved in yantip, you forget to save anything for Shabbos. Shemar bebesudas hayom, ve'enu meiniach l'Shabbos, k'dei kvoda. You won't leave what's bakovit for Shabbos. V'zircho akosov lezohar. The Torah said, remember it. So we have to do something to make sure that you remember Shabbos before you get involved in Yontif. When making a Eruv Tavshilin, you remember it. So again, the Chatchili should help even if you remembered it before you ate the meal on Yontif. Even on Yontif. Shari Eno Osele Machmas Shabbos. So the Maisa, they made it. You should do it Erev Yontif so you shouldn't get so involved in Yontif if you forget to make the Eruv too. My time, Aloma Tiknu Eruv. The Apostle is not talking by Eruv, Rava says. He's explaining what Shmuel said. The Lav Eruv Mishtama Minei. We don't learn Eruv from Zohar Shema Shabbos Lakacho. We learn Kiddush from that. The Asmachta Bialmahu. The Chiosa Kro the Kiddush Hayom Asa. Kedetani Rapsachim Zohre Olayayin. The Eruv of the Rabbanan. Umar Rol Sakin. So Rava is explaining what Shmuel said. Omar Rava Kadesh Yivror. Mitoshima Arev Zohar Shema Shabbos. By making an Eruv, you're remembering that you have to prepare for Shabbos. The Einu Mechalis, I call the Yontif. Then you won't use up everything for Yontif. Uborer Monela Lezeh, the Monela Zeh. You'll pick out something nice for Yontif and something nice for Shabbos. Ravashi Omer, Lolakovit Shabbos Tiknu. Purpose of Erev Tavshilin is not for the sake of Shabbos. El Lakovit Yontif. It's for the sake of Yontif that people shouldn't cook from Yontif to Chol. Kedei Shiyomru ain't open me Yontif for Shabbos. So people say, you see, you're not allowed to cook even from Yontif to Shabbos without an Erev. Elim came hiskum v'olyom, unless you started cooking Erev Yontif, the Einu Elik Gomer v'holich, then you're just finishing cooking on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos. Aval atchule, lo, you can't start cooking l'chatchila on Yontif for Shabbos. Kal v'chomer, Yontif v'chol, l'gavri lo. So surely you can't cook from Yontif to Chol at all. Bishlam al Ravashi, domer l'kovet Yontif tiknu, k'dei shiomru osu l'haschil b'shulei Shabbos b'yontif, hainu d'ma'arev me'erev Yontif hutzruch la'asosu. According to Ravashi, that the purpose is you have to start cooking for Shabbos, Erev Yontif, because you can't cook for Shabbos on Yontif itself. L'chatchila can start cooking, so that's why you have to do it Erev Yontif. Ela l'rova domer k'dei sheyivra, but according to Rava, the whole purpose is that you shouldn't eat your Yontif suda, eat up everything, so it's enough to do it before the suda on Yontif. Afilu b'yontif yasal lefnei sudas Yontif. Yesh kan zechira Shabbos liver manosa. We're afraid that once Yontif comes, you'll be so busy, you'll forget about the Erev. So you wanted to do an Erev Yontif when L'chora you're less busy. They're less busy with eating, at least. Okay. The Tana Maisla Mihacha. Tana brings the source of the Erev Tavshil from a different place. Eis asher tofu eifu ves asher tevashlu bashelu. Mikan omer Rebbe Lezer, ein ofin el al ha'ofui, vein mevashlim el al ha'mavushal. Mikan somchu chachom leiruvet tevshil min ha'torah. There's another source. It's possible that it's Erev, it was talking about Erev Shabbos, right, regular Erev Shabbos. And what it meant is, what's it called, my asher tofu eifu, whatever you're going to, the pashup shot is, whatever you're going to bake for Shabbos, do today, on Friday. Okay? But it says in Lushan, what's it called, the double Lushan. So you can also learn, asher tofu eifu, whatever you're going to bake has to have been baked already. That means it's possible on Erev Shabbos that you can't bake on Friday for the sake of Shabbos. You have had to have baked already on Thursday. Asher tofu eifu, whatever you're going to bake should have been baked already, meaning yesterday. So that's a remez to Eruvik Tavshilin, Rashi. V'tana maisel mihocha, kach derech shita sa Talmud. Kishimaschilin hu amuroyim lahotzi tam min amikra, right? The amuroyim bring different rayas for different halachas from psukim. The yesh tana shal braisa lomid also makamachra. And there's a tana and a braisa learning from a different place than the amuroyim learning. Nakat hachi. Kolomer hamoroyim limdu mikan, v'atana lomid mikan. The amuroyim learning from here, and this tana learning from a different place. Eish asher tofu eifu, havi l'mikhtav hayom afu bishlu. Should have said it pasha. Today, bake and cook for the sake of Shabbos. Ela remesu, the fact that he used a double lashon, asher tofu eifu, havi hu sheyesh l'cha yom shishi she'ein ofin l'tzarif macher. There are, as possible, a Friday, which when Yontif falls on Friday, that you won't be able to bake and cook on Friday. You'll already have to do it from before. Ela al ha'ofli b'chamishi b'shabbos, what already was baked or cooked from the day before. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Rebbe Lezer. Maisa Rebbe Lezer shall Yoshev Dorish kol hayom kulo b'hilchas Yontif. On Yontif. Yontif, he was giving a shiur on Yontif. Yotza kas rishona, the first kas left early. They went to eat. So they left the shiur. Omer halolu bali patosim. These are people who have big barrels of food and they can't wait to go eat. Kashnia, right, the second kas left. Omer halolu bali chavios. These are people with barrels, regular barrels. They stayed a little bit longer, but they also can't wait to eat. Kashlishis Omer halolu bali kadin. These people have small pitchers that they have at home, and therefore they're rushing home to eat. Kas Ravias Omer halolu bali leginim. These are people with smaller pitchers. Kas Chamishis Omer halolu bali kosas. These are people with glasses. Hischilu kashishis lotzes. The sixth group started to get up to leave. Omer halolu bali me'era. Because there was nobody left in the Beis Medrash. So they were making it, dwindling the amount. So these are people who are worth a curse. They see that nobody's come out left of the shiur, and they're leaving also. Nosan Eirib Talmidim, he looked at his Talmidim, his Chilu Pnei Mishkan, they thought he was looking at them to also to curse them. Because what's it called? They thought that he was upset with them, the Rashi, so she was like, he thought they were upset with them that they stuck around, that they didn't leave yet. Right? He thought that the other ones, since they stuck around so long, that's why they're getting cursed. They should have left earlier, let him go. Let him go home and eat. Right? So he figured, they're really going to get it. Omer lohem, bonai lolochem ani omer. No, I'm not upset that you're here. I'm upset that the other ones left. Ela lahalolu shiyotsu, sheminichim chayolam, voshim b'chayisho. They're leaving Chayolam, which is Torah, and they're being Osik b'Chayisho. Even the bits is only Chayisho. Or eating, for sure, is only Chayisho. Rashi. Okay, Ofen Pas, Mavashlim Tavshil. Thea is by Pas, and Tavshil is something cooked. Shoy Yoshev Dorish B'Yontif, Yotze Kas Mishon, Lisol Tzuvas Yontif, they went home to eat, and they left him. Left in the middle of the shear. Bali patisin chavios gedolos, big barrels. Hechinu lahem banim molin. Right, they must have prepared big barrels of food to eat. Umasach mishtos lefichach mar lotzis. They have big parties waiting for them. Therefore, they're hurrying to go home to eat. Kolomer bali nefeshein. They're not interested in the Torah. They're more interested in eating. Halalu Bali Me'era, show you Beis HaMedrash Misrokim. By that time, the Beis HaMedrash was emptying out. And these people made it even more empty. They should have had the Derech Eretz to stay a little bit longer and not to leave Reb Elezer with a few dwindling students. Right? Misrokim Ma'oldu, G'nai HaDavar, V'kosha Be'enot. Ad Mosehem Yoshin Lugasim, Hischilu Pneya Mishtan, Kisvurim Shekoes Al Kashishis, Ne'esha Ichru Lotseis, V'koshkin Oleinu. Rashi says he was afraid that, what's it called, that they were afraid that he was mad at the last group because they waited so long to leave and didn't let him leave and eat, right? So he said, no, I'm not upset that you're here. I'm upset that they left altogether. The Marsha learns a little bit differently. He says that they thought that he was looking at them, that he was choshed, that they also wanted to leave. But they were like too scared. So that's why he understood that they knew he wasn't mad at the other ones for staying longer, but other of them for leaving. But he looked at them, they got scared, and he thought that they wanted to leave too. Chai Shah Suda. Okay. So where it says, Vasimchas Yantiv Mitzvahi. Lamaisa Mitzvah to eat a Suda and Yantiv. Why was he being marich so much with the Shear? Should have let them all go home. It's a mitzvah. Reb Elezer l'tameh. What? Ah, yeah, okay, one second. Omer lohem l'chu ichla, b'shas p'tirosim, when they left, right, Omer lohem l'chu ichlu mashmani, b'shu go home and enjoy your meal, b'shu mamtakim, b'shu l'chumonus le'in nochon lo, ki kodesh hayom l'adoneinu, b'al ti'atzlu, ki ched v'sashem hi ma'uschem. And he told them, enjoy your meal. Omar Mar, Sheminichim Chayol, and Vosim Chayishah, Vosim Chasyantim Mitzvahi. What's the problem? They're going home to do a mitzvah. Is what's it called? Eating Sudas Yantim. Rabbi Lezer Latame, the Omar Sim Chasyantim for Shus. It's not a mitzvah. You don't have to eat Sudas Yantim. You can learn the whole day. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omar, Ein Lola Adam Biyantim, Ela Ochil Vishol, So Yosh Vishol. You have a choice. You can either eat and drink the whole day, or you can learn the whole day. You don't have to eat on Yantim. Simchas Yantif Gibiyotze with learning. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chelkeu Chetzu Vashem Vechetzu Vachem. You have to split it half for you and half for the Rabbanu Shalom. There's a Shaila, Marsha has, whether that means Bamish split down the middle equally, or it just means part and part. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rishne Mikro Echad Dorshu. They both learn from the same Pasuk. Kosav Echad Omer Atzeres Vashem Alokecha by Yantif. It says Vashem Alokecha. Kosav Echad Omer Atzeres Ti Alochem. So is it Lachem or Lashem? Okay, so Rabbi Lezer saw O Kulo Lashem or Kulachem. You have a choice. You can do it either all Lashem or all Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua saw Chalkeu. You make it half and half. Chetzil Lashem and Chetzil Lachem. So therefore, since Rabbi Lezer hold, you didn't have to go home. They could have stayed and been Yotze Simchas Yonta by learning. So going home to eat is Meinichim Chai Yishoa V'oskim Meinichim Chai Olam. Ve'oskim b'chayishah. Rashi. Ichlu mashmanim mikrohu b'sefer Ezra. Ad ki cheves Hashem imu uschem. It's all a pasuk in Ezra. Shelo hayalo laniach. Gon sh'av. We didn't get it yet. Okay, let's go right there. Mai le'ein nochon lo. What does that mean, le'ein nochon lo? Omer av chizdo. Mi shelo iniach arivit av shilin. Right? Send presents to somebody who forgot to make a Ruve Tavshilin, so you'll give him food that you cook, because he can't cook himself. Ike de Amre, Mishaloha Yolo Aniach a Ruve Tavshilin. Right? Somebody who didn't have to make an Eruv Tavshilin. Avo Mishaloha Yolo Aniach a Ruve Tavshilin, Velo Aniach Posheyahu. Right? A person who should have made an Eruv Tavshilin, and he didn't, he's a Posheyah. Rashi, Shaloha Yolo Aniach, Gion Shavdalo, Aveda Merav Yantav. He was busy, Erev Yantif, looking for an Aveda. So he was an honest. So he didn't have time to make an Eruv Tavshilin because he was busy with something else. Chedves Hashem. Don't get it yet. No. Okay. Right. And the person who should have made Eruv Tavshilin and was Posheya, don't send him anything. Another rabbi, he'll learn his lesson. Maiki Chedves Hashem Himo Uschem. What's the end of the pasuk? Chedves Hashem Himo Uschem. Omer Rav Yochum Mishum Rav Elezer Rav Shimon Omer Lema Kodesh Baruch Yisrael Bonai Levu Alai the Kidshu Kedusha Sayom. Borrow from me and make a nice yontif. Minubi, have faith in me, Vani Pore, I'll pay back. So the Torah learns, it's not actually talking about paying back anything. It means that have faith in me that if you spend money on Shabbos or Yontif, right, you won't have to worry about what you have during the week. I'll make sure that I pay it back to you. Okay, but we'll see that others learn, Rashi learns, other Rishonim, that it means literally loan money on my cheshbon. And I'll make sure that you're able to pay it back. So the Rashi says, "Chedves Hashem, Simcha shatem osim b'shvil Hakadosh Baruch Hu harehi meuzchem." The Simcha that you do l'man Hashem by being mesamech yontif or Shabbos is your strength. He tazor eschem l'shalim hakofoseichem u'milvoseichem shetulavu b'shvila. So Rashi learns going simply on borrowing. If you borrow money to be able to be ba'adig yontif or Shabbos, the Rabbanu shall see to you that you can pay back. So Tosis over here asks, the Maase of the Gemara says, "Asei Shabbat Chachov Al Titzarech Lebrius," that the better you should make your Shabbos meal equal to a regular weekday meal, and not do anything extra in order that you shouldn't have to pay back and loan money. So Tosis says, the Girsa we have in Tosis, "K'she'ein lo lifroa," if you don't have enough money to pay back, you don't know how you're going to pay back. You have no way of paying back. Then you can't rely on Nisim that the Rabbanu Shalom is going to make you pay back, because you're relying on Nisim for somebody else's cheshbon. You're borrowing from somebody, you have no idea how you're going to pay him back. So basically, he's providing your yontif if you can't do that. But if you have an idea how you're going to pay back, it's going to be difficult, right? Then you can have reliance on the Rabbanu Shalom that will help you to make sure that you can pay back. The Gra says differently. The Gra says that when it Asei Shabbat Chachov, you don't have anybody to borrow from. But if you have who to borrow from, you can borrow. Even if you don't know how you're going to pay back, you can rely on the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom will see to it that you'll be able to have the money to pay back. That the time is Asei Shabbat Chachol, if you have nobody to borrow from. If there's nobody available to borrow money from, then better, what's the question, make the Shabbos, like Chol, when it comes to eating, then whatever. I don't know how you'll also go steal or whatever. Okay. V'omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Elezer Rav Shimon Harotze Shizkayim Nechosav Yita Bohen Adar. Person wants his Nechosim to remain, and people shouldn't steal it or be Masigvul, so he should plant an Adar. It's a very chosh of a tree in the middle of his field. We'll see, that's what first Pshat Rashi says. Shenemer Adir Bamorum Hashem Inome Adra Kishme Keda Amri Inshi My Adra The kaim miladori dori. Something remains for generation to generation. Tanya nami hachi saw the sheish bo adar, a field that has an adar in it, eino nixelis. The eino nichneses. They can't be stolen or taken by force. Uperoseha mishtamrin. And the peiros are guarded. It's Rashi. Shizkaibel on the chasuv. Shelo yei odem chomson the goals of sodas men. If you want to ensure that your fields aren't able to be stolen, Yita ben Adar, Ilan Choshevu. It's a very important tree. Yeshlo Shem Lemerachok. Everybody knows that they speak about it. So they know it's your field. But Omrin Ploni Yeshlo Adar Besodeu. So it gives your field publicity so nobody can come and say it's theirs. Umitochachi Nikres Al Shmo. So and so's field has an Adar. Vimholech Lemedina Sayam. The guy leaves town. Ubo Acher Vihichzik. When somebody comes and there's a squatter, takes over. Right? It's possible people do that. Just walk into a house, stay there, leave, whatever. That happens sometimes. So, Yeshlo Eidim Harbe Shoysa Shalom. So, a lot of Eidim, that what's it called, that it belongs to, him. That the squatter has no business being there. The Ilu Machro Hoyakol Yotse Lios Nikris Al Shemo Shalsheni. The same thing, if he sells it, then it's a public thing, it's a well-known thing. Everybody will know that it's what's it called on the second guy's name. And if it's not, then everybody knows that it belongs to the first guy. Shenemer Adir Bamarim, Kolomer Shadir Adir Loshen Kiyum V'Chozik. Just like Adir Bamarim Hashem, the word Adar means something that's strong and will remain. L'chein Nikra, that's why the tree is called an Adar. Kishme Kishmo, Shemefor Shem B'nei Odom Eshmo. Nichmeses Chamson Yoiv Domi Elishlokea Bekoach. Chamson takes something by force, but he pays for it. The Yesh called the Dover, and people know that he's a Chamsim because they knew it belonged to the other guy before. V'hayom amochrom azmino lebeisin. He'll bring him the beisin, and he'll get it back what his field. Upei rosel mishtamrim lo yodan amayi. Rashi says, I don't know how a tree in the middle of your field can protect your fruit. Yesh meforshim, shenotin oso lagvulim. Some say you plant the tree on the borders. The yesh lo anofim hari has very big branches. V'uvasada legeder. It makes a fence around a living fence around the field. V'linira shumin esav. I think a dar is not a tree, but it's a kind of grass, Rashi said. Esav choshu, the zaro misard materos. The grass mixes with the trees. Uvesoda lovin kamar, talking about a field where you plant wheat. Mishtameres hatvua min aknima vatoloyim, and this grass keeps away the pests. It's shereach also zerem avrichim v'horgan. It has a very pungent smell, and it keeps away the pests and the bugs from the trees, from the wheat. Kin omer b'chomtim shemeshamer atvu m'sechah Shabbos. So first pshat Rashi says an adar is a tree. Point to second pshat, it's a chosh of a grass that is a pesticide.